The Play Mornings with Steph and John replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 22nd, 2024.
And I have to ask something.
Howdy.
Why isn't anyone else complaining about standby mode on the iPhone?
I think because everybody else doesn't leave their phone horizontally when they sleep.
Slightly askew. Yeah. So this new thing, iOS 17, I think it came out in November.
Yep.
And it is, you plug your phone in, and if it is a little bit off kilter, it turns into this thing sound called standby mode, and you can display like your clock and your calendar and a couple different widgets. You can choose between them. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never set it up, so mine just says set up standby mode.
Oh, okay.
But the strangest thing about it, what I just absolutely do not understand, is that it cancels out my alarm clock.
Yeah.
And I've done this multiple times. Thank goodness I have some sort of internal clock that says you've been getting up at 4 a.m. for 10 years.
Yeah.
So you still wake up at 4 a.m. But this morning I was just laying there like, my alarm will go off any minute. My alarm will go off any minute. It'll be almost time for me to get up. And then finally I looked and I was like, my alarm didn't go off because lo and behold, there's set up standby mode again.
Have you found a way to turn it off?
No. And I just like Googled it because I thought everybody's going to be complaining about this. And everybody was like, I love standby mode. Here's how you make it work for you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, how do you make it work so that the alarm goes off? Because that's the only thing I want my phone to do in the middle of the night is wake me up.
Maybe you have to set it up and then it'll start going off.
Maybe, but do I need a nightlight? That's what a clock is, right? Like, it's shining brightly in your face, another screen to just be on beside you at all times.
All right, Apple, we need you to go into Steph Seidel's phone and just turn it off. Everybody else who enjoys it, they enjoy it for a reason. Steph Seidel does not enjoy this mode. Steph?
John?
Is there anything different about me? Anything a little bit different?
Yeah, I did notice that your mustache changed color over the weekend.
You did, actually, and I'm very surprised that you noticed. I was honestly thinking, oh, it'll look the exact same to Steph. Like, we don't look at each other too much. Like, in fact, you're facing away from me right now, which I think is a little mean. No, but how do you feel about it?
I think it looks fine. I think it looks very natural. I mean, it was very noticeable, I think, this morning. I'm surprised that you thought I wasn't going to notice. I mean,
I don't know. Or maybe I thought you were going to notice and just not say anything. Like, oh, look at John trying something new.
Well, I wasn't sure if you just had a dirty face or if you... I said, did you dye your mustache? Because I was genuinely curious why your mustache was dark brown now instead of white blonde.
You see it as dark brown? It's black.
You use black hair dye for that?
Yeah, you bet I did. Just for men's, I scraped it on. Well, I used
to
do it...
That's a choice, okay.
I used to do it every single week in college. I would just like scrape, scrape, scrape. Oh, it's completely matte black again. And then I just stopped. I think I stopped because a lot of people were like, well, if you're going to dye your mustache, might as well dye your hair too, because like that looks unnatural or whatever. But you saying to me today that it looks fine and it matches my eyebrows, I guess, which I don't know how that's possible.
I think it does.
Okay, well, thank you. It definitely fills me up with a lot of confidence, especially also being on radio. Nobody sees me right now.
I mean, I see you. I see you and I think you look good. John?
Thank you. If you said anything else, my mustache would have been off tomorrow.
More and more things are coming out to pamper our pets.
That's right, because we can't buy houses, so we might as well.
Might as well use all those savings on something else.
Exactly.
And a few weeks ago, we were talking about pet resorts, where you can pay $150 a night minimum to have your pet stay somewhere and get pampered.
Yeah.
Now you can buy them a special flight, transcontinental,
yep.
Go from LA to New York.
That's right.
$6,000.
That's right.
Or if you want to go to New York to London, $8,000.
That's a longer trip. Not as much money if you think about it.
But apparently your dog is going to get so pampered because not only is there like a play place for it to run around, there's also removable carpet tiles in case they have an accident so that they don't have to, you know, deal with a previous pet's accident. And they'll get served puppy champagne.
Yeah.
AKA chicken broth.
Yeah.
That's about it. They only allow 10 humans on the plane. The rest of it has to be dogs.
Yeah, of course. Why would they?
I don't know who's going to pay for this. I don't feel like the dog's going to remember it, you know?
The dog, you don't think? I know the dog's not going to remember, first of all. Second of all, how big is this plane? This is a huge plane, right? Like, if they have a play place for dogs, they have removable carpets, they can have animals just, like, they're not in crates, they're running around.
Yeah, so maybe the plane isn't that big, they just don't need all the seats because they're only letting 10 humans on it, so they have a ton of room. Like, if you think about, like, a wide plane that has 3-3-3 seats.
Yeah, you know what? That's fair. I think, though, what we both can agree on is what an obscene waste of money.
Oh, yes, for sure. I thought you were going to be like, how come there aren't any cats allowed on this flight or something like that?
Ugh, cats would remember it less than dogs. I'm either single-handedly giving myself lactose intolerance or I am beating lactose intolerance.
Okay.
Over the weekend, I drank... I drank 2 gallons of milk.
2 gallons?
Yeah.
2 jugs?
2 jugs. One on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Are you insane?
It's delicious. I don't think you can die from overconsumption of milk.
Did you add anything to it? Was it chocolate milk? Strawberry milk?
You always ask this. No, it's just plain old milk right from the cow.
Because I just feel like the words delicious and milk, like, yeah, it's good when it's ice cold and there's an Oreo in it.
What do you drink at dinner? You don't drink milk at dinner?
Water. That's milk with dinner?
You think water
are
is...
you four?
Wow. You think water is better than milk?
Yes.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah. My love, something that tastes like absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because you're eating delicious dinner, and so you don't want to, like, add another flavor to it.
You're not dumping it on the... You're not dipping your food in the milk. You're just... No.
Okay, fine. So if you drank your milk with dinner, how much dinner did you have to eat to get through an entire gallon of milk on Saturday?
Well, my first drink from the jug, I live alone, I can drink.
I live alone, I walk on the wild side.
Was 10:03 a.m. on Saturday, and the milk was finished by 11:35 p.m.
Ugh, and then you were like, I better go get some more milk.
Yeah, the very next day I woke up and I was like, you know what, let's get some milk. And then, again, like, maybe 10:30 I had my first sip, and it was on a ride home, and then, I finished getting everything ready for today, and then I finished the milk.
And how did it make you feel?
Oh, my tummy was huge. My tummy was huge. I'd be farting everywhere. That's why I'm like, I don't know if I'm overcoming it or giving myself.
Yeah,
it.
This is a cautionary tale. Stop this. I'm on that spring cleaning trend.
It is the time for it. I don't think it's going to snow again. Fingers crossed. Knock on wood.
Well, it is now that you said it out loud, John. But yesterday, I'd kind of run out of things to clean that I could see. And so I started going into my cupboards. And so It just never ends for you.
It just never ends.
So I went underneath my bathroom sink and I have all these giant Ziploc bags that say, like, cold medicine, sunscreen, bug spray. Mouth stuff, and it's like extra toothbrushes and floss. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was like, I'm gonna clean out all the expired items.
Yeah.
Cold medicine, it feels like it expires so quickly.
Does it? I thought cold medicine was the one you can keep around for the longest.
Well, it seems like it expires like maybe every 2 or 3 years.
Okay. So okay. But,
yeah, yesterday I was cleaning out my cold medicine and I found some that expired in 2016, some that expired in 2019, and I didn't even have any current cold medicine, which I think speaks to the fact that we've become a society that washes our hands more and kind of stays home when we actually have a cold to not spread it.
Yeah.
So that was nice, except next time I have a cold, which apparently I've done every single time I've had a cold, I have to go buy new cold medicine. So while I was cleaning it out yesterday, I was like, that was $17, Tylenol cold and sinus. That was $17, Buckley's cough syrup. And I'm just throwing out all this expired stuff to make room for the next time I have a cold.
Do you think that you just wasted some good fermented wine there?
The Buckley's, it tastes awful, but it works. It tastes even more awful, and it might not work.
Steph.
Yeah.
Last week, I played a commercial for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you had no idea what this commercial was. Like, I don't think I've ever confused you more with something on the show before.
Yeah, I really thought it was going to be an easy answer, and then you started playing this obscure bunny pop kind of thing, and then you tried to tell me that it was for sale on Teletoon for a ringtone or something.
Well,
what?
After a while, I realized that I think I was just blinded by my own nostalgia for it, and I thought, everybody knows what this is because I know what this is.
Yeah.
Now, I want to give you some redemption here. I know you grew up in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do a little bit of a 90s throwback nostalgia quiz. Now, what's the most 90s thing in the world? 90s TV.
Will Prince.
Will Prince is correct. That is the right answer. That is the correct answer.
Will Smith on Fresh Prince. That's 90s.
That's true. Okay. Well, we're going to do it in that vein. So I'm just going to play a theme song for you, part of it, and you're just going to have to guess what it is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Are you ready, Miss Stephanie?
I think so.
All right. Here's the first one.
Fresh Prince.
Oh, Will Prince. Nice. Add a B. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
That's it. That's all you
get. Oh, shoot. What show is that?
I can play it for you one more time.
I don't think I'm going to get it without the words. Do you know the first word to the song?
I do not.
Is it Friends?
It's not. Is it Friends?
Yeah, that was a silly guess. Is it Full House?
No.
Is it Family Matters?
Oh.
What is it?
It's Boy Meets World.
No! That's my favorite.
Yeah, that's your show. That's why I put it in a second. I was like, you're going to get this.
I was picturing somebody sliding down the banister, but in all the wrong TV houses.
Ben Savage.
Shoot.
That's okay. Okay, here's another one.
Uh-huh. Say bye-bye.
Wow, that was quick.
Thank you.
What gave it away? Was it the bell that gave it away?
Yes.
All right, are you ready?
Uh-huh. Oh, dear.
That's it.
Oh, dear.
I can give you a word from the song.
Okay, sure. Tim the Toolman Taylor. Home Improvement.
Steph!
Did I get it?
Steph, you got it! If you could believe it, it's a new week, which means we have a new world record to talk about.
All right, what's this one about? I'm going to get a hotkey for you so that you have a button that's like, World Record Day.
You do. Get on that right now. Okay. A school in Australia set off 2013 confetti cannons at the same time to celebrate its 40th anniversary.
That's an interesting number of confetti cannons.
Yeah, I think that's just the amount of people they had. Like, I'm sure there were more confetti cannons to go.
Yeah, okay. So they set them off at the same time.
And then they broke the record. The previous record was what?
You're going to say, and then chaos ensued. No. And then something bad happened.
No, the previous record was 1,116 students at the same school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm tracking with you now. So did they set them off outside or inside?
Outside, yeah.
No. Is there a video?
There is a really video, cool. Yeah. It looks pretty cool. The whole sky like fills up with like pink. It's like a gender reveal gone right.
Oh, I like it.
And this is another one I think we could easily break if we just get 2,014 people.
We just have to get them all in the same spot. And then somebody has to pay for the confetti cannons, though, John.
That's
going to do that.
Ooh, that's true.
Logistics.
If everybody chips in $5, then we'll have $10,000. And then with the leftover $8,000, because, I mean, you and I both get 1,000, right? We're saying this whole thing up. With the leftover
$8,000. Organizer fee, come on.
With the leftover $8,000, we can buy some. Recently, we did a countdown and a little bit of a contest for the river breakup.
Yes.
Now, I think I found the part two to that.
Oh, you got another date you want us to guess on?
I do. It's the death date of my car.
The death date? Holy cow. I'm glad you said of your car and not an actual living thing.
That's so morbid.
I know. I didn't know where you were going. Okay, so your car, you think it's going to die? You're not going to try and, you know, revive it or fix it and limp it by?
Steph, I think it's beyond fixing. Yesterday, it finally did it. It smoked up. Yeah, I opened the hood to it and everything. Smoke, exhaust, steam, whatever you want to call it. Just poured out of the front of my car.
And then what did you do? Did you pull over and walk home, call a cab?
No, I made it home driving it.
Kept driving it, yeah.
So I think that I can get maybe a month left out of this car. And that's generous.
You'd like my guess?
I would like your guess. So my guess is, let's go May. Oh, let's go May 30th.
Wow, that's 6 weeks out of this car.
I think I can push it.
Okay, I don't want to be like the jerk here, but judging by the fact that you continue to drive it despite it saying, "Please stop, I'm overheating."
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 2 weeks.
So. 2 weeks? Oh my, it better not be two. If it's 2 weeks, you're driving me to work every single day.
I'm buying you a bike, May 4th. A big good morning to you. I am here with the cast and director of, the name of the play is, Les Liaisons
Dangereuses.
Ah, yeah. Thank you. See, I knew you would help me. So that was
Dangerous Liaisons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even better. Mm-hmm. That's getting easier. And you do have some really fun character names as well. So I'll introduce, we have Lawrence, director of Les Liaisons Dangereuses. Thank you. Hannah Friedad, what is your character's name?
Madame de Tourvel.
And Jenny Price?
I am the Marquise de Merteuil.
Okay, but that is the only French in it. The rest of it's English, right?
That is correct, yes.
So everybody should come to Kiano Theater starting opening night this Friday for this wonderful play that you've worked so hard on. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's got wigs. It's got amazing costumes. We've got a sword fight. It's a show that's about the cruelty that people will use against each other in the name of love and power. There's a lot going on. It's very dramatic.
It takes place in France, right before the French Revolution. And you might know the story if you know the movie Cruel Intentions.
Ooh, okay.
It's based on the same book.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And so then you were saying as well, both of you have kind of doppelganger characters from Cruel Intentions. Who are you?
I would have been Reese Witherspoon.
And Jenny?
And I would have been Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I always wanted to be Reese without her spoon, but
no. Like, can we do that? Can we do Sarah Michelle Gellar without Freddie Prinze Jr.? I don't know. So tell me a little bit about what you're excited for the play. Two of our wonderful actresses here.
Yeah. I'm so excited for an audience to see it now, really, because we've been rehearsing on this show. We've been rehearsing this show for weeks in a, you know, room with all the same people all the time. And actually yesterday we had a rehearsal and there was a few different people in the audience, some of our volunteer crew and stuff. And it was so cool to start to hear all the reactions and the laughter and the gasps. And so, yeah, can't wait to have an audience in the seats for sure.
And it's such a good show. Like, it's such a good show. And it's different from what we've seen on stage in town for quite a few years. So I'm super thrilled for people to come and see this. And to experience it.
Is it a musical or no, not a musical?
No, it is a play. It is a text-heavy drama. Ooh, yeah, with fun. Lots of dangerous liaisons, one might say.
Dangerous liaisons.
Yeah. It's not the one you bring your kids to.
No.
No.
Okay,
no.
Good to know. And then you were saying the costumes are super fun. Hannah, I saw maybe just a tiny sneak preview. How tall are you in regular life?
I'm very tall. I'm 5'2".
And with your wig on, you would say you are...
I might even hit 5'7".
Wow. All right.
With a little heel.
Towering, yeah.
Right?
I've never been so tall in my life.
Huh. And Jenny, you said you were maybe 8 feet?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm 6'3 in regular life, so I am getting close to 8 feet in the wig. I have to actually be careful as I walk down the hallway that I don't catch my wig on the sprinkler heads.
Amazing. So such a fun show. It's going to be wonderful. And it opens Friday night. Tell us a little bit about the run of it. How's it going to go?
Well, we open Friday, and then there's a show on Saturday, and then we have a little bit of a break, and then we're back on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the first weekend of May there.
Mm. Okay.
So you don't want to miss it. It's only 2 weekends.
Absolutely. And where can you get your tickets?
Tickets.kiano.ca.
Perfect. Thank you so much for joining me. Anything else to add?
Come and see the show. It's incredibly dramatic. It's super interesting, and there's some very dark humor in there.
Mm-hmm. Cool, very exciting. I can't wait to see it this weekend and next. Don't wait or you won't get to go.
Thanks for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.